Father Charles Coughlin, the radio priest, was a left-wing populist rabble-rouser and conspiracy theorist whose anti-Semitism was well known among establishment liberals, even when they defended the pro-Roosevelt demagogue as being on the side of the angels. Today, populist conspiracy theories run amok across the left and are hardly unknown on the right. A full third of Americans believe it's very or somewhat likely that the government was behind or allowed the 9/11 attacks. A particular paranoia about the influence of the Jewish lobby has infected significant swaths of the campus and European left, not to mention the poisonous and truly Hitlerian anti-Semitic populism of the Arab street under regimes most would recognize as fascist. My point isn't that the left is embracing Hitlerite anti-Semitism. Rather, it is embracing populism and indulging anti-Semites to an extent that is alarming and dangerous. Moreover, it's worth recalling that the success of Nazism in Weimar Germany partially stemmed from the unwillingness of decent men to take it seriously. There are other similarities between German and Italian fascist ideas and modern American liberalism. For example, the corporatism at the heart of liberal economics today is seen as a bulwark against right-wing and vaguely fascistic corporate ruling classes. And yet the economic ideas of Bill and Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Al Gore, and Robert Reich are deeply similar to the corporatist third-way ideologies that spawned fascist economics in the 1920s and 1930s. Indeed, contemporary liberalism's cargo cult over the New Deal is enough to place modern liberalism in the family tree of fascism. Or consider the explosion of health in New Age crusades in recent years, from the war on smoking, to the obsession with animal rights, to the sanctification of organic foods. No one disputes that these fads are a product of the cultural and political left, but few are willing to grapple with the fact that we've seen this sort of thing before. Heinrich Himmler was a certified animal rights activist and an aggressive promoter of natural healing. Rudolf Hess, Hitler's deputy, championed homeopathy and herbal remedies. Hitler and his advisors dedicated hours of their time to discussions of the need to move the entire nation to vegetarianism as a response to the unhealthiness promoted by capitalism. Dachau hosted the world's largest alternative and organic medicine research lab and produced its own organic honey. In profound ways, the Nazi anti-smoking and public health drives foreshadowed today's crusades against junk food, trans fat, and the like. A Hitler youth manual proclaimed, "Nutrition is not a private matter," a mantra substantially echoed by the public health establishment today. The Nazis' fixation on organic foods and personal health neatly fit their larger understanding of how the world works.